The real estate industry is reeling from a decision that was handed down by the state's highest court yesterday. It means that the owners of Stuyvesant Town and Peter Cooper Village may have to pay millions in rent overcharges to tenants and return apartments to the rent stabilization system. Tenants are celebrating the victory. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez reports.
It's been almost 3 years since Tishman Speyer, along with BlackRock Realty, paid $5.4 billion for these two large complexes that stretch from 14th Street to 23rd Street on Manhattan's East Side. From the outset, there were complaints that the new owner was aggressively trying to push out rent-stabilized tenants so they could raise rents to market rates. At an impromptu press conference, John Marsh, head of the Tenants Association, saw the ruling as a victory.
Well, today's a great day for the tenants, the residents of our community. We've waited a very long time for this. Hopefully, stability will return to the community. The moving vans will stop coming and going every day, and we will finally get to know our neighbors and keep our neighbors.
In the recent decision, the judges ruled that landlord Tishman Speyer should not have been raising rents to market rates because they were receiving what's called a J-51 tax credit. The credit is given to owners who rehabilitate and make improvements to their properties. And according to the decision, the law says in exchange, owners are expected to keep apartments rent regulated. According to court papers, the owners had received $25 million in tax credits, much less than they could potentially owe in rent overcharges. The plaintiffs say tenants are owed more than $200 million. The decision could go beyond this large Manhattan complex. The Rent Stabilization Association, a landlord group, estimates that tens of thousands of units across the city could be affected, making many more landlords potentially liable for overcharges as well. Attorney Jeffrey Turkle wrote an amicus brief for the RSA. He warns that if rent rolls decrease, then property values will go down, and so will property taxes, a main source of revenue for the city.
So the city is going to find that the hole in its budget has just gotten tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars larger. And a lot of the politicians who supported the tenants' cause may find that the tax dollars they need for other programs are not going to be there.
In its decision, the four judges ruling in favor of the tenants downplayed the predictions of dire financial consequences. They wrote that several issues still need to be resolved, such as who will be entitled to compensation and will the compensation be retroactive. While it's unclear what the tenants stand to gain, Larry Longeway, a professor at NYU's Schack Institute of Real Estate, says the decision is making huge waves.
Oh, it's all over the place. I mean, there's emails flying around all over the place.
Longeway says that's because no one can figure out yet what the ramifications will be.
Any market hates uncertainty, and so this decision comes down and creates massive uncertainty. And it's just going to freeze the market. It's going to freeze everything.
Longeway calls it a wake-up call for lenders making loans without understanding or thoroughly researching New York City's rent regulation laws. And for Tishman Speyer, one of the most prominent real estate developers in the country, the decision is a huge blow. The owner of Stuyvesant Town and Peter Cooper Village was already close to defaulting on its loan. The credit rating agency RealPoint says the property is worth about $2 billion, $3 billion less than what they paid for it. In its most current analysis, RealPoint says, quote, the ruling marks the beginning of a lengthy workout between borrower and lender. And while the tenants are celebrating their victory, they also worry about the future of their buildings. City Councilman Daniel Gorodnik says this is a complex real estate deal with many different investors.
What do the Church of England, the government of Singapore, the Hartford companies, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have in common? The answer is they are all investors here.
Gorodnik is a market rate tenant at Peter Cooper Village. He says whatever happens, tenants want an owner that is benevolent and looks after them.
That will promote peace and stability and not aggressive pursuit of rent-stabilized tenants. That's what this is going to be about, and that's what we'll look to achieve.
The recent ruling comes from the state's highest court and cannot be appealed, but a trial court will likely have to work out the details of any compensation. In a written statement, Tishman Speyer said the ruling reverses 15 years of government practice and raises a number of difficult issues that will need to be resolved by the courts and various government agencies in the coming months and years. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.